are here at the 2019 PSCU Member Forum in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
I've never been here before. I'm excited.
It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
I'm here with Lindsay. Oh, have you experienced any music, anything like that yet?
Because this is the town. You know, I did some walking around last night, but I'm hoping to catch some of that today.
Well, tonight there's a big
great,
party
yeah.
thing tonight, I hear. So,
yeah.
All right. Well.
Great band that we have playing for Member Forum that I guess we've had for the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just got to experience them.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, new
all
to
right.
me.
All right.
All right, Lindsay. You are a manager of training professionals at PSCU, but there's another part of PSCU that you're a part of. It's called PSCU Unity, as
you got
educated me this morning.
Yes,
so
nice
give
job.
Us a quick overview on what this is and what you guys are all about and how you're helping out.
Absolutely. So we have a big effort around inclusion and diversity at PSCU. And we have several different ERGs, and it started with SON, which is our Susan Adams Women's Network. And then we built on that, and we have Sankofa. I know you're going to be talking to Marvin here soon about the African American Employee Resource Group. And you know, I kept having people tap on my shoulder and say, hey, we should really start one for LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plus always at the end there because we're always adding new letters.
That acronym is becoming longer and longer.
It is.
Day, so.
It is.
It's all good, though.
And so, you know, I kept having people tap on my shoulder and say, hey, you should do this. And a year ago, it was actually Valentine's Day of 2018, we decided to launch our ERG.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started with a group of really passionate individuals, reached out to see who else might be interested in starting this with me. And of course, we want to bring in the allies. We don't want this to be exclusive, but instead inclusive.
Right.
And so we got a really great group together, and we talked out what we wanted our mission to be, what we wanted our vision to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we broke out into some committees, and we got started.
So this is all brand new, right? How new is this?
So we just hit a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So February 14th then was our year.
Oh, okay.
And so it's been amazing how much we've accomplished, being that this isn't our day job, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a
mm-hmm.
volunteer position that we have in the organization.
And so what's PSCU's role in this? Obviously, they're supporting it. What what are the goals as well?
Yeah, so PSCU, we have a great executive sponsor in Lynn Heckler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
So she supported us in making this happen. And having that platform and ability to work on this on these really important initiatives. So what is PSU's role in it is really supporting employees and creating like the opportunity for us to get together in these, you know, what you call like affinity groups, right?
Yep.
So that you're able to bring your full self to work. And you feel that is recognized and understood, and even more than that, but it's embraced and it's celebrated.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that equals happier employees.
Absolutely.
And happy employees are productive
Absolutely.
And happy, and then that trickles down to customers, members,
drives
consumers.
All of those things.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. People feel like they're able to be themselves at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to drive all those things that you said,
Indeed.
and then that drives the service that we can provide to our credit unions.
So, do you guys have any like periodic events or?
Mm-hmm.
Seminars, webinars, stuff on social media. What do you guys do to kind of help promote and grow this?
Sure. So our steering committee gets together once a month, and we talk about our three different committees and what we're up to and what we want to accomplish, and we look at the goals that we've set for ourselves. So we have a committee for philanthropy, so we get out in the community once a quarter at the least, and we look to see what we can do. So we support, there's a 1 in 10 youth organization in Arizona. Donated money for their camp outdoors for their for kids.
Oh, good job.
We worked with Metro Health. We've gone out and volunteered with them in Metro Inclusive Health is now the name. That's out of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And so our philanthropy is all about getting out in the community and what can we do to help support. And it also really drives home that people helping people philosophy of credit unions.
No doubt.
It's what we stand for already.
No doubt.
And then our advocacy group is doing a lot of work around, we want to be recognized on the Corporate Equality Index as being a top employer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things you have to do to get that designation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working really hard on that. We worked with both our marketing team and our recruiting team on putting together a flyer that's all about benefits that support the LGBTQ community. And it would resonate with the community. And then all sorts of things that we've done over the last year to help support organizations that are LGBTQ focused.
Okay.
So we have stuff on there. You know, we have, for example, adoption assistance, gender reassignment assistance. A lot of companies probably offer this in benefits, but may not want to, may not share it, and for who knows what reason, but we want to be able to say, these are things that we actually offer.
Right, right.
That can be, you know, a challenging thing for some people if they're going through something but don't have support.
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
The benefits, right?
So how do you guys want to grow? Obviously, this is a PSCU thing, but are you bringing in other credit union folks, or how does the growth aspect of it work? That's what I'm curious about.
Sure, sure. So, well, I'm really excited. I know that there's someone here from Superbia Credit Union, so Miles, if you're out there, I'm looking for you.
I'm just going to hunt you down.
It's true. It's true. So I know that there is a credit union out there that's working on their charter for to support the LGBTQ community.
That, yes.
And I want that credit card. So all about that. We would love to, I would love any credit unions to have any questions or anyone that wants to know, how do you start up this thing? Because, right, that was the most challenging thing is, all right, we're going to do this thing.
Right.
Awesome. I'm excited about it. But how, where do we get started?
Right, right.
So, if anyone wants to reach out to me, I'm happy to help support with that.
Cool.
Some other great things we've done. I don't want to leave off my education committee. So we have Pride Month is in June is recognized.
Coming up.
That's when the Stonewall riots happened in New York. So we like to kind of shower the site with some educational materials and help educate our employees around the LGBTQ experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because we realize that there's so much more things that unite us than divide us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be marching in the Pride Parade. It's in April in Phoenix because it's too hot in June.
A little bit.
But it is still in June in Florida, which is also super hot there, but they make it work. So, and then we look to have speakers come in also to do some educational talks as well.
So, to wrap up here, any type of milestones, any type of goals you guys want to hit within the next year or two or three? Or
So, the Corporate Equality Index would be a big one.
Okay.
That's big on my list. I think it's great that we've been able to already work with. We've done such a good job of, what I found is that PSU has been so open.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the first year I was like, I wonder if we could, I think someone said, could we fly the Pride flag outside the office? And I was like, I don't know about that. And I just asked and they said yes. So
you never know until you ask.
You never know. And it's been so easy. Mm-hmm. So there's been so much support and just welcoming. I think our big goals, just in terms of getting out there have been met. And so now it's like, what's the next thing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. So how can we get out more in our community?
Right.
How can we educate outside of just internal PSU, mm-hmm. but a little more outwardly mm-hmm. focused?
It sounds like you guys kind of have the same goals that credit unions want to do. They want to get out in their communities. They want to give back.
Yeah,
they want to be inclusive, all that type
right,
of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same mantra.
And how do we do it all in our day job, right?
Exactly.
But,
oh my gosh.
But we're making it work. Yeah.
Right on. All right, Lindsay. Well, thank you
much.
You. Appreciate it. Lindsay Owen, PSCU Unity. And check this out. Pretty cool logo and all that type of stuff. The stickers. Very cool. All right, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you.
Appreciate the time.
Take
Keep up the good work. All right.